Chapter 3. Into the Heart. Vice President Cheney. On election night, November 7, 1978, we watched the returns with friends and campaign aides at our home in Casper. We set up extra TVs in the dining room and study so we could watch all three networks and the local Casper station, KTWO. I had won the three-way primary that August with 42% of the vote, the smallest total I would ever receive during my congressional career. I suspected that the primary fight would be tougher and the outcome closer than the general election, but no successful politician takes anything for granted. Watching the returns come in and seeing that I'd been elected to the U.S. House of Representatives with 59% of the vote that November night was a life-changing experience. I felt privileged to be selected by the people of Wyoming to represent them in Congress. 35 years later, after holding other positions of high office, no title ever made me prouder than being known as the Gentleman from Wyoming. The morning after the election, I called Congressman John Rhodes of Arizona, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives. Rhodes had succeeded Gerry Ford as the minority leader in the House in December 1973, when Nixon selected Ford to be his vice president, and I got to know Rhodes when I served as White House Chief of Staff. As the minority leader in the House, Rhodes would have a major voice in committee assignments for the newly elected Republican members of the 96th Congress. I asked him to consider me for a seat on the Committee on Interior and Insular Affairs. As a public lands state, where the federal government owns 50% of the surface and 65% of the mineral rights, Wyoming is affected greatly by decisions that come within the jurisdiction of the Interior Committee. Rhodes said he thought there wouldn't be any problem with fulfilling my request. Then he added that he wanted me to take a seat on the Committee on Standards of Official Conduct, better known as the Ethics Committee. The committee's jurisdiction includes conducting investigations of alleged wrongdoing by members accused of violating House rules. If members are found guilty, the committee is charged with recommending appropriate sanctions to the full House, up to and including expulsion. The power invested in the Ethics Committee to sit in judgment and sanction members has led to a set of rules that are unique. The committee always has an